It's Wednesday, July 13th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Under the guise of fighting terrorism, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law last week a measure punishing any kind of religious evangelization outside of churches. Sources from Russia have told the Worldview this is one of the most restrictive moves in post-Soviet history. A Christian Pakistani man who's been accused by a Muslim friend of sending a poem that allegedly blasphemed Islam has fled his home and is being hunted by police, reports the Associated Press. Pakistan ranks as one of the world's worst countries for persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors World Watch List. Heavy fighting erupted again in South Sudan's capital on Monday, a day after the UN Security Council urged warring factions to immediately end days of violence that have left hundreds dead, according to Christian Today. A Catholic church leader in Juba told his congregation the nation is being ruled by devils and criminals in a recent sermon reported on Radio Temazuj. In God's providence, two Italian commuter trains collided yesterday in the southern region of Puglia, killing 22 people and injuring 43 as rescue crews searched through wreckage for those who may be trapped. The two trains, each with four cars, collided head-on on a line with just a single track, according to Fox News. CBS News reports that the Canadian Anglican Church approved a resolution yesterday enabling clergy to bless homosexual marriages for the first time. It was a narrow victory for the pro-homosexual faction, only passing after a careful recount. The two largest Protestant denominations in Canada now approve of the sin of homosexuality and the modern secular assault on God's ordinance of marriage. The priests did not say, "Where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The shepherds transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit." Jeremiah 2:8. As anticipation builds for Donald Trump to name his vice presidential pick, Indiana Governor Mike Pence and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich appear to be the frontrunners. Conservatives prefer either one to moderate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie or the more liberal General Michael Flynn. On Monday, Flynn revealed his pro-abortion stance on Fox News.
These are difficult issues, but I think women have to be able to choose what they, you know, the sort of the right of choice. But I think that that's a difficult legal decision, that and I think that women are so important in that decision-making process.
Trump will likely make the announcement on Friday ahead of next week's Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio. The 2016 Republican National Party platform will call out pornography as a national health crisis. Dr. Heath Lambert, the Associate Professor of Biblical Counseling at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says he agrees in principle, but politics will not offer the real solution.
As Christians committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, committed to ministry in the local church, we can't be content with the Republican Party having this as part of their platform, because they might rightly understand some of the problem, but they can't understand the fullness of the problem, and they can't understand the solution, which is found really exclusively in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Seth Rich, a 27-year-old Democratic National Committee staffer, was fatally shot early Sunday morning in his Washington, D.C. neighborhood, according to Fox News. Police said they have no suspects or possible motives. Evolutionist Bill Nye, the science guy, says he hopes the new Ark Encounter theme park built by Answers in Genesis closes soon, according to Christian Today. Located near Cincinnati, the full-scale replica of Noah's Ark has already drawn more than 30,000 visitors since it opened on July 7th. I don't think it'll be closing anytime soon. The Dow jumped 121 points to 18,348 yesterday, surpassing the previous record set in May of 2015. Using a telescope at the top of Mauna Kea, Hawaii, scientists have discovered a new dwarf planet in our solar system, a body about 435 miles across that lacks a name, reports Fox News. The new dwarf planet has such a huge, highly elliptical orbit that it takes an astonishing 700 Earth years to complete one trip around the Sun, and it ventures over 120 times further away from the Sun than our planet does. Romans 1:20 declares, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.